Good Friday morning. We are back with Business of the Week. All this week, we've been talking about beer and Tractor Lift Brewery in Humboldt. It is a bittersweet day. It's nice that today is Friday, but not so nice that we have to end our conversation with Larry Bilkey, the owner of Tractor Lift Brewery. Good morning. How are you, Larry?
Great, Pat.
All this week, we've been talking about your establishment, and I think the reception has been great. We're out Wednesday night for a quick beverage and then home for an early night because we're here early in the morning. You just keep getting busier and busier all the time. I know that you have taps not just at Tractor Lift downtown on Sumner. You also feature your beer in other establishments, true?
True, yeah. We've got about five other places that actually carry my beer in the restaurants mainly. And two of them are right here in town, Miller's Landing, up there by the high school. Kurt and Jeremy, they've been carrying my beer for somewhere between almost 5 to 6 years now. They have always had 2 to 3 different beers on tap there, so you can enjoy it there when you're having a meal. Also have it right next door at 716. They carry my cream ale, which is the beer that I generally always take to the state fair. So if you're down there this summer, you'll be able to enjoy that as well. Possibly a couple other beers I'll have there. One of the newer ones is Seneca Street Saloon in Webster City. Greg has started carrying my beers there, and I think it's going over quite well for him. And then occasionally, Shannon Iverson will come to the Cornerstone Pub in Emmitsburg. On a rare occasion, I have an old neighbor. He lives in Lamar's, and he sometimes is able to get a keg over there at P's Pizza. There are several different places around you can get it.
You know, I find that, you know, business owners typically like to support other business owners, and it's great that these establishments are carrying your brand, Tractor Lift. It's not always going to be the same in each one of these locations, but rest assured, probably going to get a Tractor Lift beer.
Go there, get something to eat, and still get a hometown beer while you're there. So
on Wednesday, I noticed that somebody had brought in a pizza. Do you have any issues with people bringing in food? Because I know you don't serve food.
Right. We don't serve. We like it when people use the local restaurants. You can make your order and maybe pick it up before you come to Tractor Lift and enjoy your meal there and have one of our beers as well. We have several different menus from different locations here in town, so there's quite a selection, so you can have something to eat, too, while you're at the brewery.
Just in our conversations, you've mentioned that it's a person's idea, but there are a lot of people that are in support of it, kind of quietly helping you with your dream. Anybody you want to mention?
Yes, there's several people that have really helped all this come to be. And one of them, if you come to the brewery, you see him quite often, is Trevor Jensen. He works behind the bar for me, and he also helps me a lot in the brewery with brewing and kegging and running to get supplies. And there's just a lot of things that he does, and he's just a really great help there, and I don't know if I'd get things done without him. And then also, of course, I need to thank my family. They supported me, of course. We wouldn't be able to do it without them. My two daughters take care of so many things for me. My son-in-law, Marcus, and my to-be son-in-law, Chris, help me out whenever I ask, and they just do a super job, and I hope they enjoy it as much as I do. So a couple other people would be, one lady in town here is Carol Eastman, and she helped me put the tap room together, and it looks the way it does because of her. She did a lot of repair work to that stone wall in there with tuck pointing it and sealing it and making it look like it does, what is probably the one thing that everybody comments on is how nice that wall looks. She also helped me do the bathrooms, build them, and do all the trim work. So I got to thank her for that. She worked very hard and helped me get that done. Probably lastly is my sister-in-law, Paula. She helps keep that place looking good on a daily basis and does a lot of decorating. And she's just her and her husband, Kevin, have helped me with getting the right colors where they need to be. Without them, you'd probably have a purple floor and a green ceiling or something. So,
and we're talking about the Scows.
Correct.
Paul and Kevin Scow.
Exactly. Yep. That's it. It takes a lot of people to make that place operate, and it takes a lot of hours. And probably the best thing of it all is seeing how much people from Humboldt and outside of Humboldt really enjoy it.
I like that. When you are at the brewery, you'll come out to the tap room, you'll say hi to everybody. And I think that's a very important point for business owners, especially food service related
Absolutely.
Businesses, to go yep. out and shake hands and say, you know, thanks
yep.
for coming.
Yep.
And,
mm-hmm.
and you have done that every time I've been there. It's good to see. It's very refreshing, yep. like your beer.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's just nice to get out and talk with the people that come to see you.
Larry, anything else that we need to cover other than asking everybody to come to Tractor Lift Brewery?
I just want to reiterate our hours. Our hours are Wednesday through Friday from 5 to 9, and Saturdays is from 2 to 9. Come enjoy the place if you can.
Larry Bilkey is the owner of Tractor Lift Brewery. It's at 708 Sumner Avenue. You can't miss it. Wonderful, quaint, classy-looking brewery. You are going to like it if you have not yet been there. This has been Business of the Week. Again, big thanks to Larry and Tractor Lift Brewery and all of the, it would be Kirsten and Brody for coming in to visit on Larry's behalf. We certainly have enjoyed it. We'll be back again next week with Business of the Week. We're going to talk with Olivia from Yemlin Flooring. Again, this has been Business of the Week on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.